Well, good evening, everyone. I really have lost track. 30th of December today, so New Year's Eve tomorrow. I thought I would record this quick audio boo while I was actually getting the dinner ready. Basically, I haven't had much time online today. I'll talk about that a bit more in a sec. And so I thought, well, try and multitask, which, given anyone will tell you that men cannot multitask, and that I have a sharp knife in one hand and I'm chopping onions, could all end in casualty, but we'll see. Haven't been online much today because my Kindle turned up this morning in the post about 9:30. Was expecting it to turn up today, but not quite as early. So, been kind of playing with that, setting it up, reading my first book on my Kindle, and I have to say, I am very impressed. I can see what Maria and others who have been using one get out of it. It's fantastic. I can see actually having to be really careful that I don't rack up a thumping huge bill at Amazon for books that I've downloaded. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's great. It's brought a kind of new dimension to my reading, and I think if it keeps up, it's certainly going to kind of fulfil what I was intending it to, which was my basic plan was we've got so many books in the house that we just don't have any space for any new ones, and although I've managed to take some to the charity shop, I took a couple of boxes there yesterday, there are many that I just simply don't want to part with and I want to keep, and obviously that requires space, which we're rapidly running out of or have run out of. So the plan was with the Kindle was anything new books that I bought, if they were available on Kindle, I would get them on Kindle. Not all of them will be, obviously, because it only really does sort of novels, I guess, for want of a quick description. So it wouldn't do big photography books and things like that, which I've got quite a few of. Would still need to essentially buy those. Any new novels or fiction or anything like that that I buy. Plan is if it's available on the Kindle to get it on the Kindle first. And actually the purchase of a physical book would be kind of second choice. So we'll see how that goes. Apologies for the sniffing and snuffling. Chopping onions, which obviously is having the usual effect in that it's making my eyes run a little bit, and meaning I'm sniffing because I don't want to wipe my eyes with my hands, because obviously that would just make things worse. So I ought to tell you what I'm cooking. This is the last of the leftover Christmas ham, which is going with some onions and some mushrooms into a kind of, I was going to say carbonara, but it isn't really a carbonara sauce, a kind of cheesy cheesy white sauce, and we'll serve that up over probably some penne pasta, I think, probably because that's all we've got in the cupboard, to be fair. And yeah, so I'm just chopping a few mushrooms, and then I'm going to saute those with the onions and then make the white sauce, and shouldn't take too long, quite a simple meal, should be over fairly quickly. Also been out to the pet store to stock up on pet food, and while we're out we took the opportunity to go to one of our local country parks, have a walk around with the dogs and generally have a bit of a chill. It's relatively quiet there, so it's quite a nice time because it wasn't very crowded. And came back and have been kind of fumbling around, watched Alex's drum session video, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and I've posted him a comment and said, you know, what else you got, because you're quite good, man, you know, keep up the good work. And that's about it, really. It's kind of brought me to dinner time and preparing food. So I think I'm going to sign off. I'm enjoying a glass of Rudolph's Reward, which was Christmas present from Anne's brother, or part of a Christmas present from Anne's brother, and so that's going down well, helping me cook. I'm just putting some oil in a pan, turn the gas on, and just quickly sauté these onions and mushrooms, and then can add the meat to that. So yeah, that's about it. We've not got much planned for tomorrow, for New Year's Eve. We have a tradition of watching the same couple of films each year, which are the Alistair MacLean film Where Eagles Dare, or the film of the book Where Eagles Dare, and then another Alistair MacLean film with the book The Guns Are Never Owned. And we've done that pretty consistently over the last few years, where we've not been going out to any New Year's party or anything like that. So we generally watch those and look and see where midnight falls. Typically, normally, kind of a Greek New Year, and celebrate New Year early and go to bed. We're not great ones for staying up late, and probably won't be doing that any more this year than we've done in previous years. So, squeaky hob. And then New Year's Day, Saturday, we're doing a bit of a family lunch, I think I've said that already, and chilling out 2 days then left, Sunday, Monday, before the dreaded return to work, which I cannot say I'm looking forward to at all, but I want to try and do a few bits and bobs, read some more on my Kindle, obviously, and also try and put some ideas for some stories I've had down on paper, so that I can work on them over the course of the new year, and hopefully when they're done I'll pop them up on the blog. So that's about it, I think. I hope wherever you are, you're having a good evening. I know, listening to Alex's booze, he's got Gillian coming, so I'm sure he's looking forward to that. And I hope you have a good New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, etc. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.